الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وبشر المنافقين بأن لهم عذابا أليما. الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين، أتريدون أن تجعلوا أيبتغون عندهم العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. First, just our normal reminders that today is the greatest day of the week. We should appreciate it as such. Look at Jummah as a very great day. And a very special ibadat of Jummah is Durood Sharif Salawat. We should try and read every day 100 times Durood, and Jummah we should try and increase that much more. And try and read the first 10 ayats of Surah Kahf every morning and the last 10 ayats every night. And Jummah try and read the whole Surah. And if we can read the whole Surah every day, we will be doing a great favor to ourselves. And to read Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi 100 times after namaz, whether we are sitting here or we are going out, but read it 100 times. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. We find in the Quran Sharif particularly and continuously and with great emphasis in the second quarter of the first Sufara, in the third quarter, half a Sufara, the second and the third quarter, Allah speaks very, very extensively and deeply about the Jews, where they went wrong, why they went wrong, and what the solution is, how they can come out of that, and then great exhortations, encouragements to make Tawbah, to come to the right path. That was in Surah Alif Lam Mim, Surah Baqarah. Then in Surah Ali Imran, the first 83 ayahs are devoted to the Christians, that where they went wrong. What is the wrong? Allah has explained it, exposed it completely. Where they went wrong, why they went wrong, and that what is the solution, the answer to the wrong, understand it, and what is the solution. And then great encouragement to correct themselves, because the Quran is a kitab of hidayat. And there are three main reasons why Allah Ta'ala has explained this in the Quran Sharif. The Jews and the Christians by and large are not going to read the Quran Sharif. Muslims will read the Quran Sharif. But Allah has explained about the Jews and Christians in the Quran Sharif. Three main reasons. One is that we don't follow them, that Allah has made it clear they are deviated. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. They are the مغضوب عليهم and the ضالين. So by just seeing them, and Allah gives dunya to kuffar also in abundance, and people seeing their lifestyle and a lifestyle of freedom, etc., tabiat, nature, nafs will incline to that. So Allah warns the Muslims, don't be overtaken with the outward things and with the look at reality. So Allah explained and exposed it very clearly where they have gone wrong, what their wrongs are, and also the solution to that. So the one is that we don't follow them. The other very important reason is that we don't become like them in our deen. That they also, like the Christians, they are convinced they are following Christianity, they're going to get salvation, they're going to go to paradise, to Jannah, but we know it's completely wrong. So we also mustn't use the name of Islam, and we have another version of Islam. They haven't got the right version of Christianity, what Isa alayhi salatu wasalam taught them. What he taught them and what they're doing are completely opposite. So we also, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us in deen, it must not happen we're still using the name of Islam, but we have made our own new Islam. And of the present age, for example. So we have to be very careful of that also. Am I following the correct Islam? And the third reason why Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this is that if some good fortunate Jew, Christian, He reads the Quran Sharif, he gets hidayat. And lot they are like that. Many of them, they get hidayat. They read the Quran Sharif and they see the truth and they make tawbah and they become sincere Muslims, which is required of everyone. We are all required to become Muslims. Not for Muslims to dilute our religion and we mix with the other religion, with the interfaith business, with the Abrahamic accord. No, Islam is the one true religion. The Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of the Sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala. And we all have to come to that Islam. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. So the talk is also on that there are very many modernists today. And previously the modernists were from the non-ulama circles. Ordinary people who are sort of educated in universities, etc., or some business people, and they had some wrong ideas, modern, and they changed Islam, diluted Islam, made a different type of Islam. But very sad today, this has come into the Muslims also. And to understand that, and to make it very clear in our minds, when the British had occupied India, and they overtook India, then in the intelligence, there was one of the intelligence agents who was given this task that how can we control the Muslims? How can that they don't revolt, they don't fight against us? What must we do? So there was one person and he had put his proposals to the government, to the British government. He said, one, Muslims' connection with Quran Sharif is very strong. You have to break that connection. And for that, they won't give up Quran Sharif. So make other things more enjoyable to them, like studies of the schools and universities. Then they won't have time for Quran Sharif. They won't go to madrasas, become alims, become hafiz of the Quran, become alims and know the tafsir of the Quran. Put them into other things. So in that way, cut them off from Quran Sharif. The second was that from the ulama, haq, you must cut them off. And you must have a band of ulama su and give them provenance. So they made, for example, Sir Sayyid, they gave him they knighted him and they called him Sir. So that also, when the love of dunya came, Muslims also thought, you are knighted by the Queen and now you have become a Sir. So it's something very great. Like that, Ahmad Reza Khan Barelvi, they gave him also great prominence. And they made those people, so the ulama people will join with ulama su, with the wrong ulama. And thirdly, Muslims have got a great passion for jihad. And you have to cut that out. They must not love jihad. So dunya things they put in front of them. Progress in dunya. You get a university degree. You get so much salary. Your position. You get this kind of car to drive. This kind of house to live. You live it up in this world. And nafs likes all those things. So you must put this to them. And all for that, the British government then employed ulama is su, to give fatwas against jihad. That to make jihad against the British is haram. You must support the government. You must support the British government. You must say to make jihad with them is haram. And naturally, those ulama will base their fatwas on Quran. And they took out Quran ayats also. Like exactly is done today, that we must have good relations with the government. And they take out ayats of the Quran to prove it. That was in that time also. So how to turn away the attention of the Muslims? So we also have to be very careful, recognize these modernists. So that for one, we don't fall in their trap. And we don't start following them. For that is the path of destruction which leads to Jahannam. Jahannam, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi writes that there aren't words to explain the terrible torture and punishment of Jahannam. There aren't words to explain it. You can't write it. You can't speak how terrible it is beyond description. Just for example, so there are so many ayat where Allah says, إِذِ الْأَغْلَاقُ فِي عَنَاقِهِمْ verse 13. When collars will be placed on their necks. That means they won't be able to move the neck one bit this way, that way. It will be just rigid, firm. And they will be chained in salasir, in chains. ثُمَّ فِي إِذِ الْأَغْلَالُ إِذِ الْأَغْلَاقُ فِي عَنَاقِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلْ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي الْحَمِيمِ. Then they will be dragged in boiling water. ثُمَّ فِي النَّارِ يُسْجَرُونَ. And then they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. In another place, Allah says, خُذُوا فَغُلُّوا. Catch hold of them. Grab them. Allah will order the malaika. And put the collars on them. خُذُوا فَغُلُّوا ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ فَصَلُّوا. Throw them into the fire of Jahannam. And then, the wassalat, and bind them in chains, 70 cubits, 70 yards, meters, not of this dunya's meter, of the akhirah. And in that way, throw them into the fire of Jahannam. لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ. They will have clouds of fire on top of them, and clouds of fire beneath. They will be fully in the fire, sandwiched in fire. Can we ever tolerate that? So we have to be very careful that we don't move one degree. We have to beg Allah and be very careful from the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of the Sahaba. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. How the Sahaba brought with Iman. That is the Iman that we have to bring. So we have to. So they have got very, very wonderful, really wonderful catchwords where they'll catch anyone for this. For example, they go around and speak to the mutawallis of the masjid, to the imams, to the business people, to the professional people. Amongst the many things what they say, we'll see how much we can cover, but amongst the many things what they say, one is, we are a minority in the country. So immediately, a person, if psychology comes, when we are a minority, we must live like a minority. We can't impose upon them. The government, the people, we are in a minority, so we can't impose our way. Whereas Islam, it comes in the hadith, Bada al-Islamu ghariba. Islam also started with the minority, and that Islam had a complete different way. It was not like the way of the people, the public, the people of the world. And that is the praiseworthy way, that complete different way. So, بَدَى الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ إِلَى الْغُرَبَىٰ. So, and it will return back again, and Islam again will be like a stranger. That means the time will pass where Islam will be practiced, Islam will be the religion, all will know. But then again, it will be outlawed again. And then a time will come, there will be those fortunate people who will again practice properly on Islam. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَىٰ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives glad tidings for those people who are the different people. We are in the minority, but we don't follow the majority. And we don't, also one thing they say, you must assimilate, what is the word, you must mix with them. Don't be separate from them, otherwise you will be annihilated. But when you mix with them, the reality is, that's when you get annihilated. You lose your identity. And important thing is, we must stay separate. And we must have our identity. We mix with them to give them the da'wah of Islam. But we don't mix with them to become like them. And when we also want to mix with them, we must be very careful. Like Haji Bhai Fadia Rahmatullah Ali gave the example that a drowning person, help him. You don't go to become like him and drown with him. You go to him to help him, to take him out. So if we mix with the kuffar, where we mix with them, customers in our shops, patients of a doctor in his surgery, then we don't mix with them to become like them. We mix with them to pull them out. But if we see that they are pulling us down, then let go. Don't let us also be drowned with them. If they are getting the better of us, and this is very, very difficult. When a person mixes with them, then eventually he becomes like them. And he doesn't see their wrongs. And the time then comes that we think Islam is inferior. Islam is backwards. Islam, and we must now accept the norms of the kuffar. So that is a very common thing, that we are a minority And so we don't have to say that we have to follow the majority. We must understand, we must live in an inferiority complex. We are a minority. And we are 2% in the country. At the most, we are 4%. How can we impose our ways? That's what they mean. But Islam is that came to impose on the whole world. Islam is that religion. Like in Bangladesh, you get a fish which is called ruhu. And this ruhu fish, to eat the brains of it is very, very good. It's got a lot of goodness for the brain. It makes your brain strong. What is the speciality of that fish? It doesn't swim according to the current and the river, the flow. It swims opposite to that. That is a mu'min. He doesn't go with the current. He doesn't go with the flow. A mu'min goes against the flow. All whatever is happening in the world, what and what is not happening. A mu'min, a true, his dressing is like that. His education is like that. His thinking is like that. He is different from the people of the world. He doesn't flow with the current. He flows against the current. And the current of Allah Ta'ala, he flows. And the current of shaitan, which is common in the world, we don't flow like that. One sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, making tawaf, was making dua, Allahumma ij'alni min al-qadilin. Oh Allah, make me amongst the few people, amongst the minority. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu heard his dua, say, what kind of a dua are you making? That you, oh Allah, make us from the minority. So he says, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, didn't you read in the Quran, قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. Always the people with righteous qualities will always be in the minority. So we have to be, whether it's the minority or the majority, we must see what is the haq. We must not see we are a minority in the country. Other thing they say, that we want to live like in an island, like separately, like in a cocoon we want to live. And how the whole country and everyone else, the people in the world are living, we want to be separate from them. That is required from us. That we are required to stay at home and don't get involved in the environment. That is required of us. And it is such a simple thing. Forget we as Muslims. We know the Christians in America, the Amish people. They've got their own SOS villages where they live completely on their own. They want to live how they want to live. And it's being done in America and by the Christians. So if Muslims want to live how we want to, why must we be stopped? Why must we stop ourselves? And why must we be discouraged? If a person wants to live as a Muslim, we will say also that don't be too extreme. Don't be a hardliner. You must mix with the other people. And mixing with the other people, just to understand it very easily, if a pilot is putting his plane on course, he has to fly to a certain airport. And he puts it, comma, north, many knots, one. 1 degree after a small direction away from the actual where he has to land. At the beginning, that line, his line that will follow will be exactly what his. But as he moves, that little difference, it will start becoming wider, wider, wider. Finally, when he lands his airport, he will not land at the airport. He will go into the shops, into the villages, into the sea. He lands somewhere else. So we also, if we move away from Islam, and we even if it's a small amount, when by the time we reach Akhirat, it must not be that now we are going, instead of Jannat, we are landing in Jahannam. And in the Qabr when we land, it must not happen that instead of all the ni'mats of Allah in Jannat, we land in the azab of Allah Ta'ala. So we must be very careful. No, Islam is the only religion. Islam is not also a religion. It is inna deena inda Allahil Islam. Islam is the only religion for salvation. So we must not be caught up in these words of these people that we are living in a minority, that we mustn't live like a different people. We must assimilate and join with the people. Otherwise, we will be annihilated. But when we'll join with them, that is when we have lost our identity of Islam. When we live like our children at schools, universities, and now we're living like them, dressing like them. By and large, Muslims are dressing like the non-Muslims now. By and large, our whole education system is that of the non-Muslims. Everything of ours, our homes are like their homes. There is no real difference between our homes and their homes. Everything, our lifestyle is like their lifestyle. So we have to stay. Muslims are a particular nation. They have been chosen for Allah, and we are here not just to stay separate and to stay away from people, but we are here to guide the whole world to righteousness. Kuntum khayra ummatin, you are the best of nations. So don't become inferior. You are superior. You don't have to suffer from a superiority complex. But no, you have got, a person can't say because he's very wealthy, now I mustn't think I'm wealthy, I must become poor, give away. No, what your wealth, but don't suffer from pride. Don't have a superiority complex. But what is hush? Because you want to mix with the other people. So you say that I won't stay on the hush. I will be just like the other people. That is totally wrong. Remain on the hush. You don't have a superiority complex, but no, you have got the most superior deen and the most superior way. And kuntum khayra ummatin. Allah has declared you are the best of nations. And now to say, no, we are same like the other people. And we go to the Jews, to their kathir, where they worship. And we go to the Christians and their churches. And we go and hold the candles, how they hold their candles and do their things. And we go to the temples of the Hindus. And we also go and bow in front of their gods. Well, iyazu billah. How can that be? No, we must be same like the other people. We mustn't be different from other people. That is totally impossible. It's totally unacceptable. It's wrong totally. And ukhrijat kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. And your work, your wazifa, your work, your job description, ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. You must command, ta'muruna, command the good. Encouraging is also on its place. But the basic duty is when you were that superior nation, you have got the truth and you have to take the people to Jannah, command them what is the right. And tanhauna, not discourage them, that also on its place, but forbid them from the wrong. And in the hadith it comes, this must be done by the force of the hand. So jihad is a very important thing in our deen. Today they are doing their jihad and they are fighting us, and we Muslims who are fighting for the truth, they call us terrorists. Whereas in actual fact they are the terrorists and they are calling us terrorists. This is just like a crook who stole something and now he wanted to get away with it. So he started running and he started shouting himself, crook, crook. So all the people became alerted, woke up from their sleep, there's a crook around, all came, and then as the people came, he said, there he goes, he jumped over the wall. So they all went that side, and he now peacefully stole whatever he stole, and without anyone pursuing him or anything, he got away. That is exactly what the kuffar are doing, what our modernists are doing, both the modernists without knowledge of deen and the modernists who have got the knowledge of deen. They're doing all the wrong. They're disuniting the ummah and they are blaming the innocent people that they are the ones who are disuniting the ummah. Whereas they are the ones who are disuniting. They are coming with all the new things. The people who are on haq are on the same haq which we were all the time. And people who came with new things, TV for example, radio station is a new thing. The awards which they get at for the radio station, they are the ones who brought the new things and caused the division. But they put the blame here and the public doesn't understand, and we think the people of Haq are causing the disunity. Whereas fully, they are the ones who are causing the disunity. So that is what our duty is, that we have to call the people to righteousness. So that is, we must be careful. Just by their little outward flowery words, don't get caught that we are a minority. And we mustn't live like on our own. And we mustn't have our lifestyle. We must mix with the people and have unity with the people. And unity can never be on batil, on wrong things. If all the crooks unite, and we say we must unite with the crooks, we must unite with the drug lords, and we must unite with the wrong people, that is unity. But is that the unity which is required? That is definitely not the unity what is required. Unity, which Allah says very clearly, but they distort the ayat. They use the ayat, but they distort it. Allah says, وَأَتَصِمُوا, have unity. And it is some strong unity, very firm. But on what does Allah say? بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ, on the rope of Allah, the Quran Sharif, the deen of Allah. Have unity on that. Now they go and close the masjid. And now we must have unity with them, that we join you also, and we also join. They go and pray in the churches, around a dozen of your crosses. Now we must also have unity, we also must go there. You can't have unity on doing the batil. They must come and join the truth. There is unity. They just join the truth and then there is unity. You can't expect the people of Haq to join the people of Batil and have unity on wrong. No, the true people who are on the wrong must join the people of the right. And on that you must have unity. So it is clear. So these catch words that we at any cost we must have unity. Whereas the Quran has said in this ayah, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ, give glad tidings. This is a taunting way. A figure of speech that how to, when somebody has done wrong and you tell him, oh, what a big buzurg you are, but he's doing all the wrong. It's not you calling him a buzurg, you're telling him you're a biggest devil. So yeah, Allah says, give glad tidings to the munafiqeen. Bashir al-munafiqeen bi-anna lahum azaban alima. A very painful punishment they will get. Who are these people? الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, who are making the kuffar their friends besides the Muslims. Whether they are going to the churches, whether they are going to the sports stadiums, whether they are going to their educational institutes, whether they are going to all their things and joining with them. يَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ, do you seek izzat and honor by them? Have they got izzat and honor? The munafiqeen also Allah warns them. Clearly, are the many ayats of the Quran. Al-izzatu lillahi jami'a. Izzat is only for Allah. Turn to Allah. And Allah has his system. The test will come a little bit for a person. But you be firm with Allah and see what and how much Allah will give you even in this dunya. Though the dunya is not the place for recompense, to be rewarded. Reward is the akhirat. And really there what Allah will give. And a mu'min is not a person who sees that I'm not getting anything here. A mu'min, that is called Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. He doesn't do for returns in this dunya. He does it for the returns in the akhirat. And what Allah will give there. There is a different thing that Allah in His kindness gives in dunya also. And the dunya is not the place for punishment either. Many people feel, I do wrong, I do this, that I break Allah's laws, Allah is not punishing me. But the reality of the matter is, such a person is being punished. He's not making namaz. That is one of the worst punishments, that Allah took away tawfiq of namaz from you. You are not on deen. You are in dunya. I am living it up. And clearly Allah Ta'ala explains this in the Quran Sharif, that those people who break the laws of Allah, then Allah opens the dunya for them. And Allah Ta'ala gives them more of dunya. And then they think we are really, Allah loves us, we are enjoying. But they are strongly in the azab of Allah. Who is in the favors of Allah Ta'ala, who gets tawfiq of 5 times proper namaz. And more than that, nafal also, tilawah, zikr. That is the person Allah's favors are upon, be him. Allah's favors are not those people who are enjoying dunya. Dunya Allah gives to the kuffar also. Allah gives to the people who breaks Allah's laws, Allah gives them also dunya. That is no criteria. So these are a few of the catchwords. There are many more. If Allah gives topic, we will speak. But let us be alert. Don't be just caught up just because of some flowery speech and that, and just some outward argument, and we don't think further than our nose. And we think not, what they are saying is right. We mustn't follow Islam. And we mustn't be hardliners. We mustn't be hard on Islam. We must join with the kuffar. Live it, unite with them. Have peace and harmony with them. How can you have peace and harmony with the crooks and with the drug lords and with the people who are doing wrong? But that is what we are being called with. Have harmony with the people, the LGBT people. Have harmony with the people of interfaith and Abrahamic accord. All that. So Allah give us tawfiq, give us proper understanding of deen, and let us maintain our limits in all with these matters which Allah says, Al-Amiruna bil ma'ruf wa nahuna anil munkar. Those who will do amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, very important, wal hafizuna li hududillah. Don't break the laws of the limits which Allah has said. Don't, in your enmity for them, don't go beyond your limits. How much you are supposed to do, keep within your limits. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah bihamdihi.